That's good. Well, that's good. Well, we've got one or two kids here this morning. I've been very impressed with my daughter and son-in-law down at the farm, because they've now got two dogs that actually do some work down there. Their last dog had arthritis and all these, like, you know what arthritis is? It's sort of stiffening up of the joints. Most of us have got it now. And then they progressed from one old dog with arthritis that had to unfortunately be put down. He was a lovely dog. To a three-legged dog that they got from their father, from their father-in-law on the other side. And now they have two other doggies. And they're fascinating little fellas, because one's a, I didn't find it, one's, what do you call it? The ones up the front are the heading dogs, is that right? Well, have I got that right? Nobody here knows, don't you?
Eye dog.
Oh, an eye dog. And it's the one that barks from the back, the heading dog.
Hunterway. Hunterway's
the
one that barks.
I'm not doing too well here, am I, with our dogs? Well, I was going to bring one of the dogs up here to show you just how proficient I am and knowing all about farming and all that sort of thing, but we sort of didn't get. But I did bring a dog, and it's not quite as big as some of the ones. This is a Scottish Terrier. Has to be, because he's in tan. Otherwise, I don't know what he is. What would you say he was, just looking at him?
Stuffed.
He's stuffed. Feeling I'm stuffed to the ground. Well, we often think of dogs as our best friend, don't we? And yet they're stupid things, dogs. I'm not allowed to have one. It's not a man's best friend. When you're wanting to sit down and do something at home, when the news comes on the telly, or you just want to relax, what happens? The dog wants to go out. And so you're trying to sit there, or else the dog's outside pawing at the door wanting to come in. And it's not a very good thing. He's out to enjoy himself, and you're supposed to be there just to meet their needs. We have some pet dogs too, and you know, pet dogs really don't mind being seen with us. I mean, we probably wouldn't want to be seen with a lot of people, but the dogs don't seem to mind very much with what they're looking at. They couldn't care less if you're having a bad hair day. They couldn't care less if you're in trouble. So long as they go and get you your slippers, and you can put your slippers on because the dog has slobbered all over them and brought them to you to actually put on your slippers. But they have limitations, because if you are doing something like your work, like preparing a sermon, or if you're a doctor trying to see somebody, or you know, farmers trying to get some work done, they can't do a lot of the stuff for you. They're not very good at maths. They're not very good at other things, but I'll tell you what, they're very good at keeping secrets. So I wouldn't worry too much if you had the dog around for keeping some secrets. Although I watched on that program, what's it called? Where you sing along in competition and
Britain's Got Talent.
There was a guy, I think the guy won it.
The lady.
Was it? What did she win it for?
The dog.
We're getting there, don't worry. And this dog could bark and sort of say things at the right place. Well, this one's quite good at doing that too. That's near enough for me. Now, this dog doesn't care how we look. Well, that one doesn't. It usually sits as a doorstop and keeps the door open or closed. Doesn't care how we look, and he goes with us everywhere. But Jesus is the true friend of people. Jesus could have provided a long list of do's and don'ts for us, and that you won't get into heaven as a child unless you make your bed in the morning, and unless you do the dishes in the morning. And well, most of the time, what'd you say? I've actually had a test for hearing this week. And maybe the next time you see me, I'm going to be wearing hearing aids. When we're coming in the car, this ear's the worst. And when I'm driving down the road, I just can't hear what's going on. Well, Jesus loves us and he doesn't care what we look like or what we do, he is there. And there's a verse of scripture which says somewhere here, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you my friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you." So there's where our true friend is. It's in it's in Jesus, not in just having a dog that does everything that it's supposed to do, but never does. In fact, one of the dogs yesterday got in, they got a couple of calves on the farm at the moment, and the dog got in there in amongst the calves and started causing a wee bit of havoc. So we had to have words with the dog, or at least our son-in-law did. And that's what happens when people aren't obedient. You've got to growl at them. The kids going out this morning, we're going to sing anyway.